This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie.
And we are the Luter Brothers.
Yes, we are. Family for over 68 years.
Yeah, feared worldwide.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Especially here.
Machines hate us.
You know, there's one guy here, though, that doesn't hate us, and that's our buddy Vic Krause.
Vic Krause.
I love you guys. Yeah.
You're out of your mind.
But no, look, I feel for you guys. You can't pick your relatives, right? I mean, that's
Yeah, I am stuck with them.
I'm saying, yeah.
Oh, thanks.
Okay.
Boy.
Oh yeah. Wow.
Vic, he and I are going to have a small family discussion. You just carry on.
Right.
I see. Okay. Yeah.
Give us a second.
Kind of a morning briefing for you two.
Yeah.
Hey, you should have seen it. So first light this morning, I drive down to the Warbirds by the tower. Guess what I saw?
Guess
what I saw? Yeah, but special ones.
Okay.
Big red circles on them.
Big red circles.
Guess who's here?
Yes.
Oh, that's right.
Because then it was just rumored, and nobody would confirm and all that. And I was so hoping, but I was afraid to blurt out they're coming because it wasn't for sure. They're here. So, wow, wait till we see the dogfights and the air shows on what is it, Wednesday and probably Friday, Saturday.
Yeah. Cool.
Those guys, what a show.
I remember them from a couple of years back. It was a real showstopper. They were just fantastic.
I think I said this with you guys back when.
You said a lot of things with us.
Yeah, but on Torah, the startup, which not that many people go watch it because it's up in the Warbirds area, but the mass startup of the Torah aircraft just makes the hair on your arms stand up because they take you back. You feel like, here we are. We're in the battle. Here's the adversary. They're coming. And when they put this show on in Texas, I saw it in Midland once. You would not believe it. These guys go walk to the – they do a – it's not real sake, but
right.
It's a shot glass. They do the thing. They do the ceremony thing. They put on the Divine Wind headband. And they walk to the planes and they mount the plane. I'm telling you, it's like, whoa.
Yeah, that's part of the whole show.
You talk about drama, right? They really bring you back. It's what a great group they are.
Yes, had the privilege of seeing them a few times. They are awesome.
Yeah, glad to have them here. So, you know, there's a bonus.
But you have to go down to Warbirds to see that part of the ceremony.
Yeah, that's it. And who's going to, you know, go down there, watch it, and then run down to Show Center? So it's, you know, not for everybody.
It's a tough decision.
Yeah.
So you have to watch it 2 days. First day you're watching the startup. Second day you go down to watch the show.
Yeah. It's really cool. Really cool. Anyway, yeah, so here we are. Tuesday already.
Tuesday, day one.
Yeah.
How many people did you run through the train show?
I'm glad you asked that question. I am, Dave.
Okay.
So guess what?
Those cue cards worked.
We're talking about records. Yeah. The biggest number of tours that we've ever run in any prior 11 years has been 20. We usually do 18 or 19 tours a day. And if they let us in the flight line late in the preparation for the air show, we'll get 20 in. So 20 has been the record. We did 28 yesterday.
Wow.
Yeah. And
that's because of the third tram.
That is because, and the loading process that's been, you know, we imitated, the amusement parks, and it really works. Boy, is it fast. And so things went extremely smoothly, really great flow, and put through a lot of people. A lot of people.
A lot of smiles on the coming outside.
Oh, my goodness. You better believe it. So, yeah, we were shooting for 30 today, and we've already got people down there waiting when I left a half hour ago. So even with the rain. So we'll see if we can't run them through. And, you know, that's a cool thing about the tramp. It's got a roof. You know, a driver's got a poncho. We don't care if he gets wet anyhow. And so... Yeah, you know, they get paid well.
The narrators must say they get barely a break.
No, they don't. They're just round the clock.
Wow.
So, but they're having a lot of fun. Everybody likes the new system, so I'm not having any mutiny among the crew.
There you go.
So, so far, Friday's still a ways away.
Friday's a long way off. Yeah, you're absolutely right. But
So if you want a couple of like replacement narrators that can just make stuff up as we go, you know, we're available.
We're available.
Yeah, I've watched you guys in action. You're good at that.
Yeah. Well, making stuff up?
Yeah, that.
Yeah. Well, our days at the radio station may be
numbered. We were making stuff up long before that.
Exactly. So, yeah, anyway, Torah. And today, what do we got? Warbirds in Review, that De Havilland Chipmunk is having its 75-year anniversary. So 10 o'clock, they're doing a special on that. And then one in the afternoon today, Jack Roush, right?
Oh, yes.
Bud Roush Anderson, triple ace from the war. And Jim Hagedorn, a wonderful sponsor of many of these beautiful birds. I call these, it's a rat pack. Those guys, yeah. They're always the ones and to put on the show in P-51. So that'll be at 1 o'clock this afternoon.
Okay. Wait a minute. How many P-51s are they going to launch today?
You know what? They've got a boatload of them in that, no pun intended, Little Rain. They've got a bunch of them in the fighter town. So they got quite a slug there.
Wow.
A P-51 came in this morning, even during the rain.
I saw him.
Did you?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So,
well, he wasn't planning on doing that. It just kind of worked out that way.
Well, I'll tell you what was cool yesterday was I was taking a nap. I was a little under the weather, and I got woken up by one of the most unique alarm clocks ever. It was about 25 T6s going over the campground.
Yeah. That was a later in the day event.
Later in the day.
Okay, yeah. They had all just, you know, Eddie, they just came in from Dubuque.
Oh, so it was the mass arrival then?
It was.
Oh, okay.
They came from Dubuque. They timed it so they could join the air show, be part of the air show, and then recover on the grounds.
Wow.
So they...
Now that's how to arrive.
And they had all been, for the prior week, doing all their formation clinic work and getting, you know, the guys qualified for wing and lead and all the stuff that happens at these clinics. Pretty cool. But, yeah, they all... bailed over here on in the afternoon yesterday.
Sure that did. Was cool.
Yeah, and you had the 28s as well. And
yeah.
They were over in Manitowoc, I believe, and they had had their clinic there also. So, yeah, it was a pretty good show yesterday.
It was a good day for arrivals. And then, of course, the Goodyear blimp showed up, too. That buzzed us.
Yeah,
the blimp. That's not considered a warbird, though.
Not at all, but
still... You know, that blimp thing.
It's just a bag.
You know, but here's, I'm a little worried. So I was at Menards yesterday picking up some supplies, and it was a little disconcerting because here's a guy, he's got the really nice, they got a beautiful uniform, that blue and gold with the bars and stuff and epaulettes and Goodyear blimp crew. But when you see a guy like that, and he's in Menards buying, like, bicycle pumps,
I'm thinking,
this is not a great omen. I think I'll pass on a ride this year.
Yeah, right.
No, I'm just kidding. Goodyear, don't call the legal team. I'm just joking.
Yeah. is funny to see that,
disclaimer.
Yeah, but it would be, wouldn't it?
Hey, it would have been worse if they'd been buying a bicycle tire patch kit.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It would have been worse if you'd have been in line to ride on it and you'd see the guy walking out there with a duct tape pulling a piece off.
You know, I got to tell you something. I've been, around motorcycles and bikes for a million years. I've never been able to put one of those patches on where it ever really worked.
Really?
Oh, no. It always blows out or the glue gets stuck on my hands.
I've had them fail, but I've had them succeed
as
well.
Have you really?
Sure.
Oh, man.
We were kids. Listen, we didn't have money for tires and tubes. You kept patching it.
Patch the darn thing.
Yeah.
Then hot patch, so you had to have a match on it and make the glue burn. Yeah, remember all that stuff?
Yeah, I remember
that. People are on the other end of this radio, people are going, what are these guys talking about?
I can remember riding my bicycle because I broke the handlebars with just a little 4-inch stub sticking out of the gooseneck and just ride like this.
Yeah. Yeah, you were the original Segway or Segway, whatever they call it.
No, I was cheap.
So, yeah.
We improvised a lot as kids, and that proud tradition still carries on today.
I think
yes, it does.
I'm sure it does.
It comes in very handy.
But, so we had a record day. Things are going well. Did I tell you yesterday they expanded the gift shop?
No.
Yeah, they added a whole nother, tempo building on the backside of the gift shop. I don't know, what is it, 20 by maybe 30, so you got another 600 square feet of stuff.
That's a decent size.
And they've been stuffing that thing with product for 2 months now, so a lot of really new, fresh goodies. Good place to, you know, maybe if it's a little drizzly out, go in a gift shop.
Okay.
You know, and come on the tram ride. You got a covered roof, you know, you do that.
Buy a T-shirt or a sweatshirt, go on a tram ride, make a day of it.
Now, there you go. There's always a way, isn't there?
That's right.
Yeah. Always a way.
It's going to be a good day. We're going to have a good time. Yes, we are.
All right.
Yeah.
What else is new? Anything special in Warbirds in Review?
Yeah, you know, a lot of stuff coming up. I'm looking forward to Friday. It's going to be a kind of a moving event. They got the Tuskegee Airmen putting on a show in the on a Red Tail P-51 Mustang.
Nice.
They've got a strong presence here. They're doing stuff over at the museum. And I think pretty inspirational stuff. I think General McGee, Brigadier General McGee, is one of the speakers. And I'm really looking forward to that. That's going to be a unique presentation. So that's cooking. And, you know, a lot of other frontline fighter stuff between now and then even. So, yeah, we're going to be kept busy.
So don't miss it.
Do not miss. Warbirds in Review.
Had your way, we would never see any other part of the airfield.
That's right. It would strictly
What's the point?
It would be strictly Warbirds over Oshkosh.
There you go. That's it.
They're working on it. All right, Vic Krause from Warbirds of Warbirds of America?
Warbirds of America.
All right, Warbirds of Kentucky? I don't know.
Warbirds of Wisconsin right now because there aren't any left in the country. They're all here.
They're all here. Absolutely, they are.
Thank you for joining us.
This is Digital
Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie, and this is EAA Radio.